Thanks for tuning into The Local. This is Marva in the Mix, and we have a very special guest joining us today. Deeploy, L.A. born and bred hip-hop artist who's coming to play Duluth on November 2nd at the Red Herring Lounge. Yeah. So we just heard a track there that you had featuring Charlie Tuna and Kinetic Source for The Fever, title of your new album. Why don't you tell us a little bit about working with Charlie Tuna and tell us about who these two MCs are for those who might not know about them?
Well, you know, actually, Kinetic Source is the reason I met Charlie Tuna and a band called House of Vibe All-Stars in Los Angeles. Kinetic Source took over for Charlie for Ozo Motley back when Charlie left on the road with J5. So Charlie introduced Kinetic to Ozo Motley. And then the rest ran its course. In the meantime and in between time, Kinetic introduced myself and a collective of MCs I was working with called Loaded on Arrival to Charlie Tuna.
And for those who don't know, Jurassic 5 is J5.
Yes, sorry, yes, J5, Jurassic 5.
And that's your new album, The Fever. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and then tell us a little bit about the new album.
All right, well, you know, I'm a feel-good hip-hop MC. I really appreciate the classic, you know, boom bap feel of instrumentals when it comes to hip hop. You know, De La Soul, Tribe Called Quest, Gangstar, you know, that old classic type of jazzy driven, you know, melodic type of hip hop. And I've been writing my own stuff since, oh man, it's been a while now. It's been a long time, but it definitely was a long road for me to get into the comfortability of being able to perform my own stuff in front of an audience or even in front of people, because at first I was so nervous to even do it. But now after I did it the first time and people's reaction, I was like, okay, you know, you just need that encouragement, you know? And I feel like a lot of times today, that's what artists are missing. And a lot of times people won't pursue their passion because they don't have that proper encouragement behind them to have them pursue that, you know, to really make them, you know, motivated to do it. Like, okay, I could do this. And that's really what happened with me is, you know, I did it the first time and people were positive response, and I did it again and it just kept building and growing, and all of a sudden snowball effect. And, you know, I'm just now touring and traveling and doing music and doing what I love.
And you're listening to The Local. This is 103.3 KUMD. And The Fever, you got all sorts of artists coming in, helping out with this project that, well, the album just is out for a few months now. I'm sure everyone's going to be excited to hear you play at the Red Herring on November 2nd. Tell us about who else you got on that album.
So I also have an artist. His name is Rapper Big Pooh. He's from a group called Little Brother, who they're not really doing collective, you know, as a group together. They're not doing music anymore, but it was also Rapper Fonte was a part of it, and Ninth Wonder was a part of that group. So we were able to pull him in on the project. Also Main Flow from a group called Mood. Let's see, who else? We had DJ Elsewhere, who performed on the album. There's a lot of good stuff. Kelly Mack, who's also going to be with us at the Red Herring on November 2nd. Kinetic Source is on there, obviously, and Charlie. You know, a lot of good features on there. Some people that most folks might have never heard of, but once they hear them, they're going to be very, very intrigued by what they have to bring to the table.
Nice. You know, you're out in L.A. most of the time, living out there, but it seems almost like you're a local artist to me. It seems like you're always playing dates out here in the Midwest. How do you identify? You think yourself as a Cali rapper? You think yourself as a Minnesota rapper? You just kind of,
you know,
doing both?
I'm a universal speaker. You know, I wouldn't say any specific region, just because the music itself is larger than a specific region or sound. You know, I'm out in the Midwest a lot because thankfully I have a great musician / brother / booking agent / family member named Mark Joseph, who always helps me out there with booking a lot of shows. And it's the response from the Midwest is always great, man. I absolutely love coming out there, and I'm homebound in Cali, but my second home is definitely the Midwest.
Mark Joseph's been doing some projects. Well, he's been involved in a lot of projects. He's well known for being in Down Low, but recently he's been touring around with Big Woo, Big Woo, and that's how folks out there might know his name. So you've got a couple artists coming with you at the Red Herring show. We got Spawn.
Yes. respond from one of the co-founders of Atmosphere. It's great because, you know, he has a new album on the way. And then this is also the 20th anniversary. This year is the 20th anniversary of the Overcast Project. So they're releasing a vinyl. You know, Rhyme Series is releasing a vinyl for it, a special edition vinyl with some extra songs that no one's ever heard before. So it's really cool to have Spawn out playing with the live band and bringing some of his original music to the stage with the live band.
Are you going to have a live band at the Herring?
Yes, we will have Mark Joseph and the American Soul. So we're really excited about that. We're also going to have a live DJ with the band as well, DJ Elsewhere from Flip Mats Radio. So he'll be performing with us. So that's going to be an exciting one. And there's a song on my album called Hip Hop, who features two MCs. Kelly Mack is one of them. She's a female MC from the Los Angeles area, and she's just a phenomenal MC, spoken word artist. It's going to be a lot of fun to have them in the building. It'll be Kelly's first trip out, so Duluth will be Kelly Mack's first adventure into the Midwest.
And what about you? Been made it up here to Duluth yet? This is going to be your first show up here.
Oh no, yeah, I've definitely been up there. It's been a long time, but I've definitely done a lot of shows up there. So
good. Well, when I called you setting up the interview the other day, you said you were doing an interview with another artist, Nicholas David, aka The Feeling.
Yes.
What are you guys working on?
Oh no, you know, I've known The Feeling since I've been coming to the Midwest since 2003, and I think I met The Feeling with White Iron Band in 2004, maybe 2005. So we've had a long friendship relationship, done a couple shows together. Nothing specific right now, but you never know what could be on the horizon. So I'm not going to say too much right now.
And House of Vibe All-Stars, you mentioned Charlie Tuna. Who else is part of that collective, for those who don't know?
House of Vibe All-Stars is a phenomenal collective of musicians, MCs, vocalists. It's all run by a gentleman by the name of Anthony Brewster. We call him Mr. House of Vibe. Just a lot of phenomenal players in there. One of the founding drummers for it is Fish from Fishbone. So I'm not sure if any of your listeners know about the band Fishbone. They've been laying it down since the mid-80s. They definitely have a name out there. And then another member that people might really know is Colin Wolf. They wouldn't know the name, but they would know the playing, because he laid bass lines for, if you look up in Dre's Chronic album, who the bass player was on pretty much all the songs off of that album, it's Colin Wolf.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he also laid all the bass lines for TLC's Crazy Sexy Cool album. You know, he's worked with Tupac, Michael Jackson, MC Breed. I mean, just a phenomenal roster of artists. He's an amazing bass player.
Nice. Well, that's Deeploy. We're talking to Deeploy here on The Local, 103.3 KUMD. Deeploy is playing the Red Heron Lounge tomorrow, November 2nd. I'll be playing with Spawn, Kelly Mack. Mark Joseph will be his backup band, Mark Joseph and the American Soul.
Stay listening to this channel and, you know, and love life every day that we get to wake up and open our eyes into this gift that we have called the present. You know, enjoy it as much as possible.
Thanks for tuning in to 103.3 KUMD. We'll see you tomorrow, Deeploy.
Sounds good. All right, brother.
Peace.